When it comes to commercial banking, relationships matter. At Associated Bank, we've got you. With a dedicated team of relationship managers helping you secure financing to best serve you today and tomorrow. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on this morning with Adam Ludostansky, head of Illinois Commercial Banking for Associated Bank. Adam, good morning. Welcome back.
Morning, Steve. Thanks.
I want to start our discussion this morning by sort of a 50,000-foot view of how the economy is performing. Maybe we can start first by a look at the financial markets. I want to get your input on how growth is perhaps happening or not these days.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, amongst our client base, growth is absolutely happening. Financials look good. Companies are strong, and there's just a lot of opportunity and growth. What that's led to for the banks is, after a really depressed period of loan borrowings are starting to come back. Not necessarily ready to claim victory on that yet, but we are seeing a positive trend for a few reasons. And so I think what you've seen with some of the larger banks is, since loan losses have been so low and borrowings are starting to come back, the financials are definitely starting to see an uptick in the stock market.
So is there a certain area that you're seeing better performance, like these loans that are going out? What are they for? New expansion, expanding workforce, all of the above?
Three main reasons, Steve. First, we're seeing that especially manufacturers and distributors are holding more inventory right now to accommodate kind of the supply chain challenges that they're facing. So they're starting to use their line of credits to hold, if it used to be 1 month worth of inventory, now they're holding 4 months to make sure that they have everything that they need. The second is, we're seeing a lot of capital expenditures, which I know you and I have talked about, but we're seeing companies buying new machines to do two things. One, to help grow the business through new products, and two, help automate their business. And the third thing that we're seeing is, we're seeing a lot of acquisition activity right now, as strong companies are buying strong companies. And, so that's the third part that we're seeing a lot of.
Yeah, I want to talk about the automation part of that, because, we've had conversations about how companies are having a hard time finding the workers they need. And so it sounds like they're going all in on automation, or at least putting more resources in that area. What's the permanent ramifications of something like that?
Hopefully the permanent ramifications aren't too drastic, but I do think that if companies right now, for instance, needed five people that they were short, with automation, they might only need three. And I think the big question that we all have is, would those five be there anyway? Or will they replace two people that weren't coming back no matter what? We're definitely seeing that's more of a long-term play for these companies. We are seeing companies, as they have to compete for talent, increasing their wages, increasing their flexibility on time off. So that's a common occurrence right now as we all battle for talent.
I want to transition to another part of that conversation. MoneyGeek reported that Illinois has recovered about 78% of the lost jobs, and ranks about 34th in the country, so the state lagging behind other states in pulling back some of these jobs that were lost during the pandemic. Talk to us a little about what you're seeing and the impact of that on the economy.
Well, we're still hearing that people are looking for, they have open jobs, and they're looking for people to come in. So that has not changed. Has it lessened a little bit? Potentially. But, the fact that we were a little slower with in our state in stopping some of the stimulus, I think it hurt us. And so it's going to take a little bit of a lag in order to get everyone. That said, companies are making it work right now, and they're having to turn away business. They're having to be smart about the business they're taking, but they're making it work with the employee bases that they have.
You mentioned earlier the supply chain issues, and I was struck by an interview recently with the Transportation Secretary, Pete Buttigieg, and he's sort of echoing what some financial analysts have been saying over recent weeks and months, and that is that the supply chain issues could stretch into next year and perhaps even longer than that. What would be the impact of that?
Well, the major impact of that, or at least I believe the major impact of that, has already occurred. And, you know, just using the example from before, if you have a company that normally would hold 2 weeks to 4 weeks of inventory, they're holding 4 months right now. So I don't think they're going to need to hold much more than 4 months. Maybe it's 4.5 months. But I think the major impact of that has occurred. Now, you know, what's this going to mean for the long term? There's a lot of things that have changed, right? You know, we all knew that the world was going to move to purchasing more online, but COVID accelerated that. And so how does the supply chain accommodate that? And can we get caught up? When we do get caught up, what will that mean? Does it move from, instead of, you know, 4 months, it moves to 2 months as the new normal versus 1 month of holding inventory? So, you know, it's hard to say. I agree. I think it's going to take a while. Our companies are adjusting. They're adjusting through making sure that they have the working capital they need. They're also making sure that, you know, that there's been a lot of focus on the, you know, receivables and payables, and making sure that, you know, they are really conserving every dollar of working capital that they can.
So what other headwinds do you see out there for businesses, local businesses especially?
Well, I think that, you know, the supply chain is the biggest headwind right now that the local businesses are facing, and how they manage that. So I think that that will continue, and that's the going to be the biggest challenge for folks. Assuming that the employment is staying where, you know, we hope it is right now and only increasing, I'm hoping that that gets solved over time. Otherwise, you know, really, it's companies are trying to be opportunistic and pick their spots. There are so many opportunities out there for businesses, but where do you invest your time? Where do you invest your capital to make sure that you're picking the right spots that will help your business long term?
Adam, a good conversation as always. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
Sure. We'd love to talk with people. They can feel free to email me to start at adam.lutostansky, LutoStansky, at associatedbank.com.
All right, Adam, thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Great. Thanks a lot, Steve.